It's a kind of chicken and egg question of did the neighborhood come first or did the bars come first? And I think it's kind of a more dynamic process that was going on. Bookie was the first. He was the first one to open up there. The Palmer Park Apartments had already started attracting gay residents. Part of that is kind of the preference for apartment living among gay men and lesbians, being younger and single and not looking to buy a home, sometimes being transient, wanting more friendly surroundings. So that was already starting. And then Bookie's opened in 1970. Tiffany's on Woodward, kind of across the street in Kitty Corner from Palmer Park, opened in 71, which was gay-owned. Menjo's opened in 74, gay-owned. And then Don's Beef and Ale was in there, and that had several names over time, including the Glass House. And then there were a couple gay restaurants. So there's kind of a whole series of a bathhouse at one point. So there became a gay commercial area. What was the Wood 6 was kind of the first adult movie theater in the city to show same-sex male porn, starting in like 71, 72. So you've got kind of and then that would attract more people to Palmer Park, and then the reputation would kind of build and build, so that by the mid-70s, you know, you've got articles in the Detroit dailies talking about, you know, Detroit's gayest neighborhood. So it's kind of a, you know, back and forth building up, but you know, Bookie's Bar was definitely at the forefront of that. Now, another piece of the puzzle that I think is interesting is that that didn't happen until 75 was completed. So we've got the Interstate Highway Act enacted in the mid-50s, but the construction of it took a good decade or more, so that the final leg of I-75 into Detroit, the leg that had an exit at McNichols, didn't open until 68. So what that did is it provided easier access and kind of quick and anonymous access to these new bars on McNichols and Woodward.